Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Waterford, absolutely delighted with themselves. No, they're massively successful altogether now. No problem with that. But currently I am beefing with Waterford because they're just talking utter nonsense of this Tuesday.
Why are you so harsh on the sunny southeast? What's going on?
County Waterford tops overall livability ranking. So all the counties ranked and Waterford comes out on top. And they're shouting about it again. Despite this being done 4 years ago and the criteria that they done it on being complete and utter nonsense.
No, well, hang on a second now. The criteria is like, includes things like house prices, sunshine, which is important, proximity to city, natural amenities. What else would you want to judge if a place is livable or not?
Number one, this survey only done 26 counties and not the six.
Well, but
then they had the cheek to put Donegal at number two and say, oh, well, they're close to Derry City, which is not in the 26, it's in the 6, but let's all have a united Ireland. It's a survey of complete and utter nonsense. And as an experiment, I want us to just make up some facts. Just no, make them up. Because
no,
that's the way
on now.
Today's media is being ran, just an utter nonsense of surveys.
That's not fair. I think it's very nice to look at a place and say, okay, we're going to look at a few different things because they have a good range here. Like they're talking about nature, how, what are the natural amenities in the area, how close you are to a city. That is important to get some city life, nightlife, retail, whatever it is. We all want to know how much sunshine
forget
we might be living
it.
In.
I don't care about it. Don't talk
Why
to me anymore.
Why are you just taking issue with poor Waterford and
it's not
trying
Waterford.
To big itself up?
It's not, you're getting me completely wrong. It's not Waterford. It is the fact that they are shouting about a survey that is completely made up. And I want us to do the exact same now. In an ideal scenario, I want us to gather some really silly, made-up facts and I'm going to send them out to the all the websites and all the national radio stations and even some of our sister radio stations. If they fall for them, so be it. If I hear radio presenters and iRadio talking about the facts that we've made up in the next 10 minutes, so be it.
Did you not have one of the best weekends of your life just gone at your favourite place in the world, Nadunav in County Donegal?
Quit distracting me
no,
here.
Why are you back here now looking to cause wreck?
Quit
for
distracting
no
me.
Reason.
Here, okay. I'm
other than
the,
your board.
I'm going to get the ball rolling. The average age of a tractor driver on the Aran Islands is 3. Athlone women are 2 times more promiscuous than Mullingar women. There's the ball rolling. Let's just make up some facts. The more local to you, the better. Tuam is the slowest place in Ireland. Ireland is an island off the coast of Achill. There are 3 labubus for every person in Dundalk. Port Leash has the highest concentration of German shepherds in the world. And the most surprising of it all.
Ricky here in Sligo. So I recently found out that Sligo has its own sun.
It has its own sun.
That being
S-U-N. S-U-N.
Okay, so by extension, its own solar system.
Correct.
What's going on here?
Yeah. That's a fact. It's an absolute, fully stated fact.
Dave, he's just come back and been pure contrary today. But you know what? This is fun. I do enjoy the random, really nonsensical...
You're so annoyed by this because you
outright
work
lies
in
that
news
we're telling. I see, that's
in
it.
Facts. And you're so afraid of upsetting the man that you won't indulge in these fake facts.
I couldn't lie about my own county, about my own city, about my own village. I couldn't do it.
Cavan consumes 24 kilos of tiramisu per person yearly. That's a fact.
It's a great dessert.
Absolute fact. Just came into our inbox right there. Cavan, the biggest consumers of tiramisu in the world.
Are you going to team up now? And this is where you take on Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Ireland, the alternative guide and facts you need to know about the country.
1 in 3 people in Ballina have 2 left feet. Fact.
Have they been to a wedding? Is that where they're based?
No, that's not a saying. They actually have 2 left feet. If you go to any shoe shop in Ballina, when you buy a pair of shoes, they're going to be 2 left shoes only. That's a fact. That came into our inbox right there. It's a fact.
Fun fact that I discovered there last year is in Monaghan, newborn babies spend two nights sleeping in an empty potato crisp packet.
Fact.
It helps build immunity to being sick and also improves IQ by 12 points.
Fact.
So get your newborn sleeping in crisp packets.
Fact.
Has to be potato though.
Fact.
Cheese and onion.
Dave and Fanula
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.